Just where does chocolate come from? How is it grown? And what's involved in getting it from the bean to the bar? Jennifer Earle is a chocolate connoisseur.
They are grown 20 degrees either side of the equator. They are grown on small family farms. They grow between 20 and 40 feet high. They're usually chopped off at about 25 feet high. They start producing cacao pods, which house the beans, at around 3 or 4 years. And they grow out of the trunk rather than from the branches. They're taken off with machetes by the farmer, so it could never be done by a machine. It has to all be done by hand. The pods are split open. There's a white kind of fruit inside. Inside the fruit is the seeds, which are the cacao beans. And they're fermented, usually between banana leaves or something. So between 2 and 7 days, the fruit rots away. And that's an important part of giving the fruity flavour to some chocolates that you'll try. After that, the beans are still about 60% water, so they need to be dried for up to another week, preferably in the sun, but some places they dry them over fires as well, which also another factor in the taste of chocolate in the end. After they're dried, they need to be roasted. That's partly to kill any bacteria or anything, and it's also part of bringing out the taste as well. When they've been roasted, they have, like with an almond or something, they've got like a thin shell, thin papery shell, so that needs to be basically blown away by a giant hairdryer. It's called winnowing. And from there, the beans can be sold as nibs, which is getting more and more popular currently, or they get crushed, and then that's the point when you add sugar and things. You press out some of the cacao butter. The big companies sell the butter and replace it with vegetable fats, but the better companies put more cocoa butter back into the mixture, and then it's just pressed in a machine. It's called conching, basically metal against metal, and the chocolate's in between that. And so that turns for between 8 hours and 3 days, releasing the flavours, and then it's set into bars.
And are most of the farmers actually farming their chocolate organically or not?
That depends on which country. I wouldn't say most are. And definitely not most farmers using organic methods. What they're trying to bring a return to is the traditional methods of farming, which could be quite organic because cacao, it needs to grow under shade. So they usually use banana trees or rubber trees. They're called mother trees. And that kind of environment brings back to the natural ecological environment, which is where cacao grew and meant that it wasn't harassed by pests and disease because it is quite susceptible. It's a really fragile plant, which is why there isn't a lot of organic cacao in the world, because generally in the productions they've tried to make it more efficient, but in doing so they've damaged the natural protection. So there's a lot of pesticides that generally are used. In the process of roasting them and things, I think a lot of the pesticides are destroyed, but it is hopefully, I believe, moving back to the natural environment where less chemicals or natural pesticides need to be used.
There's more of a movement nowadays as well towards raw chocolates. This is kind of a superfood. Is the chocolate really raw?
This is an interesting one, actually, because I'm a fan of raw chocolate and I'm constantly touting the benefits. It's, you know, more antioxidants than any other natural food on the planet. So I always just assumed, yep, it's raw. And I spoke to one of the great chocolatiers in London about this, and he said to me it couldn't possibly be raw. He said it would have to be roasted. Because he said, I'd be surprised if it wasn't roasted, because when you're going through the fermentation and the drying, there's a lot of fungi and things, and really, in order to destroy anything that might harm us, the bacteria, it needs to be roasted. So it's possible that it isn't, but doubtful, given that most of the cacao is grown in developing countries. There just isn't the procedures to make sure that it is still healthy without being roasted. But having said that, I still believe that it's got a huge amount of antioxidants. I don't think the roasting necessarily destroys the goodness in it.
That's Jennifer Earle.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.